The following podcast contains real reviews and the ridiculous reactions of two would-be oracles of the internet. The opinions expressed and presented are mere musings, so please humor their hijinks with a laugh and not by taking anything they say seriously. Seriously.
Welcome to ReviewParty.com. I'm Brent.
I'm Matt.
Wow. It's a podcast. Ooh. It's on the internet. Ooh.
Ah. Ha.
This podcast, wow, it has comedy in it. Ooh. It's going to have internet reviews in it from places like Amazon, Yelp, a TripAdvisor.
Oh, heck yeah.
And you ever, like, hear one of those reviews that's like pretty funny or weird and you like laugh at it with your colleagues?
Yeah, I share them. So funny.
Yeah, you say to each other, gosh, so funny.
Are you going to say that's what this podcast does a little bit?
Yeah, it's kind of like what this podcast does. Me and Matt do that for you at a higher level than you and the dunces at the office ever could. And then you get to sit with us and pretend that you're a part of it. That's sort of what why podcasts are good and why this one's good.
Yeah, you join the upper echelon. You don't need to fraternize with the dunces at your office.
Yeah, it's kind of like if you got to sit in on every single 95 Bulls practice, you know, and if you sat there and closed your eyes and thought hard enough and heard the squeaks of the rubber on the court. You too could, you know, osmosisly gain some basketball knowledge, but we're using words. You know, anyone can use that. Not everyone can shoot a three-pointer. Not everyone can play D on Charles Barkley.
Not everyone can stick their tongue out and dunk from the key.
Right. I got to keep my tongue in when I'm dunking from the key, honestly. But you can make words and jokes, and so maybe that'll massage that part of your brain just right. Let's see. Matt, do you have a review?
Yeah, I got a review. This is a short, interesting one that maybe will get us just rolling right along now. This is an Amazon review for this page is loading. This is an Amazon review for Kona Mocha. Why Cocoa Coconut Water 12-pack. I believe it's like a coffee-flavored coconut water drink.
Okay. I would try it, I guess.
Maybe it's just coconut water and there is a coffee flavor. Well, it's the mocha. So yeah, it's coffee-flavored. Particularly. Coffee-flavored coconut water. Go back to the review now, please.
Paige. Coconut water, coffee flavor?
Here is a review from Josh English. Josh titles his review, Would Not Buy Again, and he writes, Incredibly sweet. I drank them, but only because I paid for them. Would not buy again, but might drink one if it was handed to me on the street. 2 stars.
I mean, I have to appreciate the very specific line he's drawing, you know, between his active sort of acceptance of this drink, right?
Sure, yeah. It's like when you're taking a survey or something and it's like, strongly agree, strongly disagree, would drink it if it were handed to me on the street.
He's trying his best to explain exactly how mid or okay this drink is to us. Like, yeah, it was drinkable. I drank them because I bought them. If someone handed to me, I would drink them, but I would not buy them. And I think that's, you know, what more do you need from a review?
It's a pretty good American measuring stick. You know, we right. use our own system of scales here.
Right. You have to use the capitalistic measuring stick. Like, does this have purchasing power? Absolutely not. Is it, like, so bad it shouldn't exist? No. If someone handed it to me, I guess I would use it to quench my thirst. I don't like coconut water very much on its own.
Kind of an acquired taste.
Yeah, I think about it like medicine. I have it when I'm very sick. When I had the vid, I certainly had a lot of it, which was fine because I couldn't taste it.
Okay.
Oh, you didn't know about the coconut COVID cure?
No, the coconut qualities, what?
Yeah, you get that coconut, them coconut juices going through you, it just grabs. the COVID on the way through. Okay. Let you drain it out. It will regrow. You know, it's not that susceptible, but it is the best system flusher. I would see. Like, I would have a can of coconut water and then a can of liquid IV and, you know, just get those juices flowing freely through me. That's the trick to COVID. That's the one they won't tell you. You need to become like a waterfall. Human waterfall with a video game treasure behind it.
Ooh. Now you're speaking my language.
Yeah. Yeah, it hurts when you see a waterfall in a video game and there's nothing but an invisible wall behind it.
This is a missed opportunity.
Right. You can't put a little Easter egg in there for me?
Come on. You know I'm going to explore.
The gamer brain is tuned to explore a waterfall. Now, I wouldn't pay to explore that waterfall. But if there was a waterfall with a treasure behind it, you know, just sort of give it, present it to me. I'd go back. I got a review.
Okay.
This is from Walmart.com.
Hey.
Let's see. I think I wrote the name down. Yep. This is listed on Walmart.com. The Bonzi Home, overstuffed electric chair, home theater, PU, leather reclining furniture with USB ports and cup holders and hidden arm storage, black. It's a $350 couch, as long as we're measuring things.
Yeah.
That particular stick today. This one's from Michelle. Let me see. Oh, that guy's name is Metal Man. Maybe I should bring his review just because his name is Metal Man. No, but his is kind of normal. This review from Michelle is titled Elegant, Comfortable Recliner. They write, easy to put together, very comfortable, perfect for my height, 5'2". USB outlets work with ease. Very deep armrest compartments, very please. Can put a lot of things in there. Love the red color, fast shipment, 5 stars.
Like, what sort of goodies are you hiding? What sort of video game waterfall is this armrest to you? What's the treasure you need to hide?
Unless it's a refrigerator for ease of... Oh, that makes me think. Okay, let me take a step back here. You could... I think a chair with a refrigerator sounds really awesome.
Classic George Costanza, yeah.
Yep, Summer of George situation. Maybe I'm predisposed to think that's very cool. But I think using those compartments for snacks... That's glutton territory. We found another fine line.
You're asking for crumbs that you would never be able to withdraw, too. So deep water, you got like, unless you got a handheld dust buster to get in there.
I feel like I can't open a storage compartment on some furniture and pull out some salty snacks without the connotations of the Heavyweights movie being there. You know, Ben Stiller's around the corner judging me.
Right. You don't want to be pulling summer sausages from your recliner.
Yeah. That is a great scene. That's a whole great movie, but man, there's the imagery of like a kid pulling sausage links from his bedpost. Just like endless, like a magician pulling handkerchiefs out. So you really don't want that. Like you can't use the TV armrest. TV guides out of, you know, those don't exist anymore.
I saw a TV guide yesterday. I didn't know they existed anymore. And it said something on the cover like, Shogun returns. Like, what planet is this from? Why is there a TV guide? What's Shogun and why is it back?
Yeah, I guess it's just the behind the scenes TV rag now, but like TV hardly exists anymore.
Yeah.
TV is just like long form movies now, for better or for worse.
And I know you might have some crossword puzzles, maybe a Sudoku, but you're not filling up the whole armrest with crossword and Sudoku.
Right. You can't open it up and see a library.
What's in there?
Remotes? These days people got a lot of remotes, but again, you got 6-7 remotes?
You don't want to be digging. You don't want to be hunting when you're trying to watch Grey's Anatomy or whatever.
And blankets? It's too small for a blanket, right?
For a blanket or a pillow.
Maybe one pillow being in there is kind of a flex. That's the pillow compartment.
That's mom's pillow.
kind of, not literally, but kind of the mindset of you cryo freeze the pillow every time you put it in. You're keeping it as fresh as possible. Right. If I had pets, you know, I kind of could understand that. That's why I don't want pet butt on this pillow. This is my pillow compartment. I always thought the Even Stevens chair, where he had like he was going to spend the whole summer in the chair.
Mm-hmm.
It's the beginning of the Even Stevens movie, if someone wants to find this scene I'm talking about. But a young Shia LaBeouf has this awesome chair. It's got, you know, anything a 10-year-old mind could think of in a sort of a chair for it. Oh. It's got video game, TV attachments, a little umbrella that comes out, a drink maker.
Oh, just yes.
Ridiculous kid it's fantasy stuff. And his girlfriend comes and is like, oh, you're going to, you know, looking down, you're going to spend all the summer in this chair. And he's like, that's the best part. And a little, he hits a button and a little side chair flips out. He says, look at that. Right next to Papa. And he pats it. So really the best thing a chair could have is another chair in it.
Aww.
For a friend. Do you have a review?
I do. I got an Amazon review for the Kia T men's undershirt short sleeve. Short sleeve crew neck slim fit body shaper underwear for men. I see they've got all sorts of colors. This is just sort of the Caucasian flesh tone, the beige they call it. The type of shirt I would get to wear under like a white dress shirt, so you don't just see your standard Hanes white t-shirt under the dress shirt. Well, here's a review from Lloyd. Lloyd titles his review, it would be perfect if it was available in V-neck. And then he doesn't really talk about that in the rest of the review.
But that does loom over the review.
Right. Lloyd writes, I originally bought this to wear under a white polo because you could make out the color of my nipples through the white polo. It works great for that. I found that it is also great for wearing beneath a fashionable but irritating skin-wise shirt. It also did perform well during an unexpected workout. It handled sweat very well. It wicked dry even quickly underneath another shirt. 5 stars.
Me and Matt, go ahead.
No.
Before the podcast, me and Matt were talking about how AI voices and just like algorithms deciding what's relevant to talk about and not humans now is kind of making us stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Everything this guy says in this review is stupid. The way he phrases everything is so stupid.
It is. I bought this to wear under a white polo because you could see my nipples under the white polo.
You phrased it in a way that's not unhinged to say it, but he said specifically, why did he have to specifically say the color of his nipples? You could just say you can see his nipples. It's the color of the nipples that is in question here.
Thank you. That detail is scary.
Right.
You got green nips, bro? What's going on?
Yeah. I don't know. You don't, the implication is there. You don't just need to put it out there because then it becomes about that instead of just your unfortunate polo situation. It raises questions about the nipples, and I don't think he meant to do that.
Yeah, you don't. You've revealed a lot about yourself here, Lloyd. Because I've had the problem of a white dress shirt, and ooh, it's a little sheer, it's a little thin. You can see some nip, you can see some manly chest hair. Better throw on an undershirt. But the concern was never like people are gonna know the color of my nipples.
I needed this undershirt because this thin polo I had, you could see how my body hair cascaded down my my rippling features. No, you don't need to say all that. It was a little thin. I needed something under it. You know, I forget if it was a New Yorker article or something else. I wish I knew who wrote it so I could give them credit, but it was titled, "We All Need to Know Less About Each Other." And that's really true, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need to know about the nipple color. It's just knowing it was a bit nipply in there. Got the point. And what was the other thing that hit me? Like,
that what's hitting me? He said it performed well during an unexpected workout.
Yes.
Which I honestly, I do want to know a little bit more about.
Yeah, it does. It's very Peterman, isn't it? Like this guy's going on unexpected adventures.
Yeah, it could be that. I know I've, you know, you stay overnight someplace you weren't planning on, and you're just like, well, this is the clothes I got. It's a t-shirt, so maybe I should wear it for my workout. But the connotations could be far, far more mysterious, right, suspect. And
you can't help but imagine anything less than like suddenly being on a ship and the first mate goes overboard during a storm and he needed to start battening down some hatches and such.
Sure, yeah. And then suddenly amidst all the chaos, he goes, this thing's holding up all right.
My sweat is being wicked so efficiently. Yeah, he's given us all the details we don't want, and none of the details that would be rich.
Mm-hmm.
That would be insightful. Or what if he was, he found himself being challenged to a squatting contest? Two men need to solve it like men. I have a review. It's two reviews. Oh, what?
I just went to Lloyd's Amazon profile just to see if I could find anything else. I found this review he left for the Franklin Brass Maxted 24-inch towel bar, matte black bathroom accessories. It's a towel bar. You hang your towel on it. Lloyd titles his review, "It does the job," and writes, "It holds my towel just fine. I hate the noise it makes when a towel slides over it, though.
Oh.
It's a very unpleasant sound, similar to the sound of a quarter sliding on a table. Going forward, I would make sure to buy a rack with a different texture so I don't have to listen to that sound. 4 stars.
Man, I'm going to see if we can pick this up on mic here. It's not that bad.
That's not that bad.
I'm a guy who's bugged by sounds quite a bit, and that's not that bad.
No, I feel like that's luxury. If my towel makes that sound sliding over a slightly textured towel bar, wow.
When my towel announces itself that it's about to do its job, boy, I just get fired up.
Yeah, frankly, I want my towel to sound like a sword being unsheathed. Ooh, time to get dry, Daddy. I think Lloyd might just be an odd duck.
Yeah, he's just got different values and priorities than we do, I think. Oh, boy. That's the last thing. And to take a step back from the bit, that is the last thing on my mind.
Yeah.
I can't even say anything. I got a review.
Hit me.
Yeah, a couple of them we can get through pretty quick here, I think. These are some reviews from Kmart.com.
Yes.
By way, I have to say, well, I'll read the product listing first. Kmart.com, VTech Kitty Beats drum set. It's one of those, play set drum sets, electronic. Mm-hmm. You hit the thing, it makes noises. Maybe there's like a farm animal setting where you hit the one drum and it goes, yeah, that would be pretty good. Not necessarily, but something I imagine has something like that. I have two reviews. I'll just read them in order here. The first one, by way of VTechKids.com by Brittany V. They title it, "Son Loves It." They write, "My son enjoys this toy, and so do I. It gives him the ability to play the drums and have some fun without there being too much noise in the process. Would definitely recommend to any child that is also into instruments." 5 stars.
I understand parents don't want lots of like noisy children's toys. But if you're buying them a drum set.
Yeah. In my experience as an older brother, as a babysitter, an older cousin, etc., a human being with friends that have kids, those little like hit the button and it makes it talks back to you type sets, or like a drum set, you hit a thing and it makes a noise. Those are the most annoying noisemaker things you can get a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You get those for parents because you hate the parents.
Right.
So that really
feels like an ill-informed purchase.
I feel like setting up the old pots and pans on the kitchen floor with the spoons is less noise than this.
You already own it.
Yeah. Yeah, cheaper, too. This thing, pretty penny. But let's hear it from this juxtaposing review I brought from Amelia, 1929. She writes, she loves it. She writes, recently I got this drum set from my baby niece, and I love to see her developing her artistic skills with this. And it is much more than a toy. It is a tool to teach her about music, a hobby, or something that could be more of a passion. I like that this helps her be disconnected from technology for a while. I'm very impressed with the quality and durability of this, especially she has a very rough toddler hand. Would highly recommend this for those with little musicians at home. 5 stars.
Gotta be the rough toddler hands.
The rough toddler. This toddler's got pre-built Hulk hands.
Yeah. You ever shake hands with an oil rigger, you know? Kind of like that. It smells like baby wipes.
This toddler's got a handshake of a bricklayer. They don't even know their own strength. They just grip you and throw your arm like bam, bam. Real bam, bam situation on our hands here.
Bam, bam.
Real, like, toddler tries to express his love and he sends you into the hospital type situation. So they got to get them something to channel this power.
Yeah, put that roughness on somebody else because I can't take it anymore.
Something with no technology.
I feel like there's a little technology here, though. Is there not?
Yeah, that's sort of what struck me first. Electronics is technology.
It's better than a screen, I suppose. It's interactive.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's what she meant, right? Get away from the screen. Get away from the special serotonin destroyers that we've built. Let's go back to this prehistoric hit the button and that makes a noise technology.
That is better, though.
Right. I want my kid's brain rotted like it's 1987, all right? That's just like me, just like Mom. okay, I think we gotta, you know, I gotta get this out of me. I gotta get these toddler hands hitting some electronics.
Hey, everybody. Thank you for listening to our lovely little podcast. If you'd like to go above and beyond in supporting our show, or have the most fabulous conversation starter since sliced bread, go to reviewparty.com. Click on shop and explore some fabulous t-shirt designs.
Where's your favorite place to wear a t-shirt?
On my body.
Mine is at the store.
That is a good place to wear a t-shirt. Reviewparty.com. Click shop.
Why stop there?
Don't stop now.
Don't stop me now, because I'm buying a t-shirt. I'm buying a shirt.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the second half of the episode, and welcome to... Memento Mori review.
Oh boy, there's darkness in the air.
Indeed, Memento Mori review is the segment where we look at Ticketmaster reviews of artists or acts or performers who are dead now. Would that they were here, but instead we're going to celebrate their lives through the reviews of people who saw them when they were alive. Also, it's just interesting that Ticketmaster keeps these reviews up for seemingly a good amount of time. I wouldn't call myself necessarily a fan of this person, but there's a lot of people out there who were. We're going to look at reviews of Toby Keith today.
Oh, boy. I was just talking shit about that dead guy.
we would never besmirch the name of anyone who's dead unless they deserve it, I guess. As far as I know, Toby was just a fine man.
A bit of a racist, but
we may touch on that in some of these reviews.
Hooray!
Anyway, the words we're reading are mostly other people's, and we'll add ours where necessary. Here's a review from Tracy. Tracy titles a review, "Toby Keith put on a fantastic show." And she writes, "My experience was great seeing Toby Keith in Las Vegas. My only complaint is I had to sit behind a big, huge, drunk guy with a cowboy hat on who wouldn't sit still, so I had to stand up during the whole concert practically. He was standing up and weaving back and forth, so I couldn't even lean to one side. It was very frustrating. 5 stars.
Man, I went to the apple orchard, and there's these freaking apples there, dude. It's ticking me off.
Yeah, you think she's complaining about the things that happen at a concert?
Not just a concert, a country music concert. There's a big drunk guy with a cowboy hat? Wow.
My God.
In Las Vegas, too? Oh, my goodness. I'm shocked.
The question is, Tracy, was he weaving back and forth from drunkenness, or is Toby just playing some slow hits, you know?
Was he just being taken away?
Because white people don't know how to dance to music. Some of them just sway.
He's doing his best. He's letting the music move him.
If it's a slow song, you can't, like, if it's giving it down in a honky-tonk with a bit, you can move to that a bit. You're not swaying. Sure. You're upping your knees and your hips. But if it's, like, something else, you got to do that sway.
I went to this 21 plus concert with a bar in Las Vegas, and there were drunk people there. Oh, and they were moving and breathing and conversing.
Here's a review from Johnny Washboard. He titles his review, "The Big Dog is Back," and writes, "I was blessed to tour in 96 with Toby and his band in Japan. Toby actually nicknamed me Johnny Washboard and the name stuck. Toby was gracious enough to allow me to jump on stage and play Washboard several times over the past decade or so. My wife and I have prayed for Toby's return since we found out about his cancer, and when we heard about a Las Vegas show, we decided to make that our Christmas. We made the Sunday, December 10th show and were blown away, and seeing Sammy Hagar take the stage and then Trace Adkins just put the icing on the cake. We were only in Vegas for 2 days, so we decided to splurge and get tickets on the floor right in front of the stage for the Monday show. Once again, Toby and the band knocked it out of the park. Toby even introduced his mom that night. She's a hoot. I highly recommend y'all see Toby and the band. A night full of Billboard charted hits and number one songs that will leave you with a smile and a song in your heart. Best Christmas present ever. Thanks, Toby, a.k.a. Big Dog. Your buddy, Johnny Washboard, 5 stars.
I'm starting to think that Toby Keith concerts are human torture. I can't imagine somehow finding myself at one. I try to be a yes man. I try to, my friends want to do something, I try my best. In this day and age where flaking is so easy and satisfying, just do a few things outside of the comfort zone every now and then. It's good for you. But I don't think I would, if that rule brought me to a Toby Keith concert and they brought out Sammy Hagar, I would be like the lady who scared of olives on Maury. I would just be grabbing things, screaming, like clawing at the fire exit. Oh, man, that sounds terrible.
So where David Lee Roth stands here, is that what I'm picking up?
I could take him or leave him, but Sammy Hagar is just... Oh, right. Wow, is he bad. And then his mom comes out. Yeah, I'd just be like the Punisher. Like, no. And then Johnny Washboard's going up on stage.
Washboard.
This guy's got such a sad life. The only thing that's ever made him happy is Toby Keith letting him play Washboard. Which is, I'm sure, that's why Toby Keith let him. Because, like, man, this guy's got nothing going for him with this Washboard.
When you see a sad man just like walking around with a washboard, you got to give him a break every now and then. Right. Hey, buddy, let me hear you play those spoons a bit.
100 years ago in Middle America, a wandering man with a washboard was the most popular guy in town. There's endless activities for him to get up to with the gang. But now, you know, that's sort of a sad, lonely spirit.
Dying art.
he's got this washboard in his hand because he wasn't from this time. You know, no one's asking him to get down to the hoedown anymore, but he still has the washboard.
People have put their jugs up on a shelf. They don't go, hoo, hoo, hoo anymore.
Right. There's no jug blowing Johnny. His kind died out long ago. But a few washboards still wander these parts.
This review is kind of like the first one. Mama G titles the review, "Great Concert." She writes, "We love the Toby Keith concert, everything except the strobe lights that rotated around the audience. The lights were very bright and hurt your eyes when they hit you, and it repeated over and over. It was horrible. 4 stars. So again, the part you didn't like about the rock concert was the rock concert bit.
This one at least gives me a funny bit in my mind, where instead of like the wave going through, there's just this ball flying above everybody, and like as it goes over, people scream.
I did picture that. It hurts when it hits you.
Right. There's just sort of a rolling scream going through the crowd.
Now we briefly touched on some political things, some cultural things.
Sure.
Let me start with DR. DR titles their review "What a Night," and writes, DR wrote two different reviews. That's right. DR titles the first review "What a Night." The second one is "What a Night" with exclamation question, exclamation question marks.
What a night?
As if the first review didn't say it enough. They're very similar. I'll read the second one, though. DR writes, "My wife wanted to see Keith Urban. The audience was loud, rude, and unruly. Everyone around us stood throughout the concert. We could see nothing. People were wearing, quote, obscene political shirts and shouting, quote, obscene political slogans. All in all, we both felt it was a wasted evening." 3 stars.
Yeah, yeah. Once these country boys found out that there's money in them politics.
Yeah.
Saying yeehaw about different type of stuff.
Kevin and Tracy can shed some light on what may have happened because they were at the same show. They titled their review "Another Awesome Show by a Great Entertainer." "We have been to a few Toby Keith concerts over the years. They're always great and full of energy, great songs, and tons of capital patriotism. This one was no exception. Toby played all the hits and a couple from his newest album, which are also great songs, ended the show in his capital patriotic manner, which is a staple of his act. Great crowd with plenty of 'Let's go Brandon' chants, LOL." I think I can stop there. Yeah. Yeah.
There's patriotism, and then there's capital P
patriotism.
P patriotism, right. Yeah. And I think for some of these old country dudes, they got a little lost in that sauce, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They're not above it, you know, they're not any different than anyone else, except they're different in that they have a crowd that will cheer back at them. Anything. I always think about that. Like, that's why celebrities go crazy. You're not meant to have thoughts, say them, and then have a bunch of people scream at you like you just said the coolest thing ever.
Resounding approval, yeah.
Right. Or like, when you have a thought and you tweet a tweet and you're famous, you know, you're not supposed to think, I want some popcorn, and then type that out to the world, and then thousands of people give you positive feedback.
For real.
Yeah, that's just not – I don't think that's good for you. Right? You're not supposed to feel good about the mundanities in your life, and you're not supposed to like feel that empowered about the opinions you have. I think it just makes you nuts.
I would agree.
And add the money-making aspect in there. Yeah, just not a good way to cap off your legacy, country man.
I've got one to cap off this Memento Mori review. This is a review from Pooh, P-O-O-H, who simply titles their review "Toby Keith." They write, "It was an amazing, uplifting show with a true sense of how great it is to be an American in these times. From the first song until the last, we were all a group of all ages singing and dancing to Toby's heartfelt songs. This is my fifth Toby Keith concert and by far the best. My husband and myself saw him in Atlanta when he opened for Brooks and Dunn. He has obtained one of the King of Country Awards from us and by far the most patriotic singer on stage. 5 stars. Obviously the thing that tickles me the most is that he's obtained one of the King of Country Awards from us.
You're right.
We're giving out awards left and right here.
It's one thing to say, like, he's on my Mount Rushmore of country singers. That's sort of a thing anyone can assert.
Yeah.
But imaginary award shows? Is again, the fine line is crossed.
Yeah. Yeah, 2004, we gave Toby Keith King of Country.
Don't you remember? We wrote him a letter and everything.
The most patriotic singer on stage.
Hi.
Like, what? How do you sing? I don't even want to dissect it. I don't want to analyze that.
Like, you know, there's certain artists politics are part of the experience that I enjoy. Rage Against the Machine. Right? But I don't imagine at the show the sort of – I don't think we're – one time I went to see Public Enemy and we chanted fuck the Arizona state law. That was pretty cool. But I don't know. There's a certain worshiping. There's a certain deity, I think, that's going on.
Yeah.
With the Let's Go Brandon that makes it a little
Like, I saw U2. There was a clip of Bono saying that Putin wouldn't even say Alexei Navalny's name. So Bono got the crowd to just say, Navalny, Navalny. Uh-huh. I was like, okay, that's cool.
Sure, sure.
My guy was standing up to a harsh, harsh regime. Mm. But I feel like there's some differences.
Yeah, it's – yeah, there's – the differences is what's makes that whole situation
sort of
scary.
A sense of global awareness in your place.
Yeah.
In the larger picture versus this is my country good, my country can do no wrong.
I think the U2 thing and the Public Enemy Arizona state law thing, there's a push for awareness, right?
Yeah.
Like, hey, everybody, this thing's going on. We're not so sure about this as a community, right? Let's talk about that. Let's raise some awareness. And then there's like, hey, let's all chant for something that we're vaguely aware is a thing that we're all agreeing on. We won't say what it is, but we will chant codes.
God,
we can't say fuck the president, but we can chant let's go Brandon. We can't be racist, but we can use words like capital P patriotism. I guess if we had to put the difference out, put it in paper, I think that's what I'm feeling.
I like that. Yeah, let's submit that for approval to the general public.
I don't think Toby Keith has quite reached my, piss on grave tour when I'm going on. But if someone got a little sprinkle on it, I wouldn't bat an eyelash.
I don't know that I would either. But that's Memento Mori review. Toby Keith's dead, and so is this segment for this week.
Amazing. I have a review.
All right.
From Amazon for the first time for me this week. It is for Primos Hunting Canada Goose Flute Call.
Ooh.
Maybe a little topical with that segment.
Yeah.
If you've never seen a goose call, a duck call, it literally looks like a little... like a little Dollar Tree tooting horn you'd buy at the store. And it goes when you go in it. Rachel Walker, though, will tell us all about it. Takes some practice, but works well. My son wanted this, and he was a bit surprised that he had to practice in order to get the right sound. He bought it just for fun and is learning how to get the right sound. I can't give a review for anything other than to say my son really likes it and likes being able to make sounds. 4 stars.
Okay. I like the review of your son.
My son's great. He got a hold of this thing. Boy, the hours of fun that little idiot's having.
He's one of those children, you know, he likes to make sounds. Yeah, he's real sound oriented.
Now, when I was a child, my dad was a hunter. He had some buck calls, some deer calls.
Uh-huh.
So he showed me how to use that. And I admit there's some novelty fun into blowing into a strange contraption with a flapper do and having a funny sound come out, sure. But did I practice it like an instrument? Did it provide me with hours of entertainment? No. Absolutely not.
Yeah, that did. That was like practice. Unless he's legitimately going out to hunt or draw in geese.
What? Right. And to going forward, my dad was a hunter. And later, I went to hunt. And when we hunted, he didn't have to show me how to use it. He just handed it to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, make sure you warm up your chops a little bit first.
Right. There's a means to an end here. We could have written that full review.
Get your son a little train whistle. Come on.
Sure.
Those things are fun.
Right. That is a much more sort of innocent.
Yeah.
That's a noisemaker that you can make noise for the sake of it with, you know, there's no further context to that noise making fun.
Yeah, and I was going to look at your kid like, what the heck is going
on? Right, you could bring a train whistle to show and tell and say, I like making noise on this thing. Toot, toot, toot. Everyone would be like, this kid rules. You bring a goose call and be like, yeah, I don't really go goose hunting, but I do like tooting on it. Turn, 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 turn. Everyone's going to be like,
something up with that family.
Something up with that family. Unless it's one of those communities where every kid is bringing a goose call to show and tell.
A squirrel call or whatever.
A squirrel call. Yeah, I just picture a small Looney Tunes whistle. It says Acme Squirrel Call on it. And you blow in it and it just goes, we got nuts over here, nuts over here.
Peanuts, get your nuts.
And then a bunch of peanuts come up. Or not a bunch of peanuts come up. A bunch of squirrels come up. We could fit in a review. You got one?
I got one. Yeah, I don't think I've done this. I feel like I would have remembered because it's like, it's written almost as if it should be read in the voice of Borat. Does that sound familiar at all?
It really does not. And if we've done it before, it sounds like it bears repeating.
All right. This is an Amazon review for the OtterBox iPhone 14 Pro only commuter series case, Trees Company Green, slim and tough, pocket friendly with port protection. I'm glad it's pocket friendly.
I want to make a pocket enemy phone
there
case.
There are some anti-pocket phone cases, you know, if they got like mermaid tails and spikes and stuff. Maybe that's anti-pocket.
Yeah, the purse game doesn't lock a whole new like phone accessory situation. But anyway.
This is a review from Moli. Moli titles their review, Work Wonderful. They write, I buy when old phone lose. I forget him on top of car and drive. Buy new phone, new case. 2 day later, drive boys to club. See something shiny on floor outside of car? Get out. Is old phone. I cry joy tears. Now two phones, but use old. Put case on new. Never use. Still safe from case. 5-star. 5 stars.
I mean, if my man is telling the truth here, that is a shining review for that phone case, isn't it? That's a good case.
Yeah. I really don't know, though. It's quite a tale. It's a Borat-esque tale.
Your average person is either going to have enough ill intent to want to pick up that phone and sell it, or enough good intent to think, wow, whoever's missing that phone is really suffering. Let me bring it to the nearest establishment and say, hey, I found this outside.
Very fair.
I think that's to me, is what's requiring the biggest leap of logic. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. Maybe that phone shot off, got under some foliage, some perfect camouflage to keep it hidden.
Yeah, I don't know. There are some reviews. I'm on the profile now. My son opened for Christmas, made wish for. I don't know. I can't tell if it's a bit or not.
I don't think it's a bit. I think he might be lying. Yeah. I think he may be a liar man, but I think this is how this man talks.
Yeah.
we've sort of harped on people with their lack of communication skills this week, right? And they, a lot of people would say, are speaking much more, communicating much more affluently. I disagree. This guy gave me all the information I need to know. It's up to me to decide if he's telling the truth or not. But what he's trying to say, I got it loud and clear. I know all the details, all the relevant things.
This thing does wonders.
And I know this man is a father.
Yeah. Yeah. I've got reviews. He's got his son, a little toy. He's got his son, Lightyear sheets.
His son loves Buzz Lightyear, and he's trying to tell us how good this phone case is. And maybe he's telling a bit of a big fishtail about it. But hey,
a dad will do that.
A dad. That's just a dad being a dad, isn't it? All winter, this phone case slumbered, hibernated in a riverbed. The first day of spring, it washed up at my doorstep. I turned on my phone. I had a missed call from my mother. I called her. She said, "You just won $7 million. This phone case is fantastic. 5 stars. Pretty good review. Pretty bad lie, pretty good review. You know what? We're not the lieparty.com podcast. We're not here to judge their lies.
No. We just read the reviews and react.
We just read the reviews and react. Unless we think they're lying, then we'll call it.
What's going on here?
Well, this one gets a pass, is what we're saying. This one gets a pass. Wow. An hour just passed approximately, and you listen to this whole podcast. Thank you.
Thanks, y'all.
Thanks for making it to the end. Welcome to the Real Ones Club. Enjoy your stay. We got new episodes of this joint every Tuesday. That's right, Tuesday, hashtag Tuesday Reviews Day. Check us out wherever you get your podcasts. If you want to send a funny review for us to make some funnies on, we'd love to have it. Send a review to reviewparty.com@gmail.com. Include your name so we can let them know who did that biz. Matt. Mm-hmm.
Hey, you can find us on social media. Do you know that? On Instagram and TikTok @reviewparty.com. On Twitter or X @reviewpartypod. There's a lot of stuff there. I know you feel like, I don't use these social media platforms enough. Well, now you have a reason to. Get on there, find us, enjoy all the stuff. There's also a website on the internet, on the World Wide Web, reviewparty.com.com. You can read the blog where reviews are written about in some way, shape, or form every week, just about. You can just find new listening platforms like Antenna Pod, I think. Pod? Yeah, that's one that I saw. Pod. We're getting some listens on. Hey, folks, how are you doing?
Hey,
shout out to you.
I appreciate it.
There's just a lot of blue on the website, too. I highly recommend soothing yourself with calming blue colors.
Just drink it in. Drink it in. You know, blue is an unappetizing color. But we don't sell any food on that website. So, that's good. Certain shades. I always think about how colors is all blue. Anyway, hey. Bread for breakfast. You heard that song. No blue in that shit. Just bread. And it's for breakfast. You can, it's by the band Nosebleeds. One word. They let us use that song because they're cool for our theme song. You can hear more really good songs by them. Search Nosebleeds on Spotify. Where's the finisher? From Amazon, I have a little review to send us off. This is for the Levlo Funny Patient Gift Hospital Socks. If you can read this, give me the Good Med Socks gift for him and her. Some socks that's on the bottom. It says, if you can read this, give me the Good Meds.
Okay.
Apparently, wear it at the hospital.
Fun.
Noe and Family titles it Mood Improver. They write, I gave a pair to a young lady in the hospital. She said that the hospital staff laughed and laughed. 5 stars.
Did you just give this to some random girl? What?